All right, joining us on the phone is Mark Story from Kingwood, Texas, and him and his wife were just rescued just a little bit ago after the Hurricane Harvey went through the Houston area. So first of all, Mark, thanks for joining us. And second of all, where is Kingwood, Texas at?
Well, Kingwood is about 25 miles east-northeast of Houston. There's two main arteries into Houston from the north. 45 goes through Woodlands and then into Dallas, and that's a little bit west of us. I'm on Highway 59 or Interstate 69 that goes a little bit more northeast and goes through Kingwood and then Lufkin and then just continues into Oklahoma. But so 25 miles north of the city.
Okay, so in the way that I look at this on the map, you guys have a reservoir that's just to the south of you.
Well, it's actually Lake Houston, and Lake Houston is one of the primary supplies, water supplies for the city of Houston. So we're right on the, besides the lake, we're also very close to the San Jacinto River, and that's what's causing most, those two things are causing most of the problems right now. The rain made its impact, but it's the lake and the river that are doing us the damage at the moment.
Now, is that being caused by the Army Corps of Engineers where they're releasing some water so the dams don't break?
And, Brian, you know, yes, and you use the word cost, and unfortunately, it's mandated by state to state law, I think. What they do is they've got the reservoirs and the dams, and they don't want the, they don't want to compromise those. They don't want those overflowing. So once they reach a level, a water level, and I'm sure you have the same thing in the dams in Nebraska, once they reach a level, they have to release water.
Right.
Otherwise, man, this water goes everywhere and really makes some damage. So they tell us, unfortunately, we're going to be releasing this water. There's going to be, you know, I'm picking out a number here. There's going to be 10,000 homes flooded. But I hate to tell you this, that's better than having the whole city flooded. And that's what they do. And it's just unfortunate, but it's happened before.
And you guys in Kingwood, Texas, how much rain do you think you guys got?
Rain, oh my gosh. You know, I'm going to say 30 inches at least. You know, the forecast was from anywhere from 25 to 50. And it came down in such, you know, torrential rains. I would say we got 30. I would say within a mile or 2 miles of here, it could have been five less or 10 more.
Wow. That's an incredible amount of rain in a very short period of time. Now, you guys, the way that I understand it, you guys were kind of in the clear for a couple of days. Of course, you had quite a bit of precipitation. But when you guys woke up this morning, what did you guys see?
Well, and you're right. What they predicted and actually happened, the hurricane, you know, Harvey comes through and then circles around. So we think we're in the clear for a while, but what it does, it circles around and goes back in the Gulf. And this takes you know, whatever, 24, 48 hours. And so we thought we had it kind of made and it survived the storm. But it went back in the Gulf yesterday late and then comes back in this morning. And then that's when the combination of the rain and then the release of water from the dams, that combination surprised everyone. I mean, we knew we were going to get something, but God dang, man, not all of this.
Right. And you guys, I saw some pictures this morning from you guys that, you know, you guys started, you know, collecting things down in your main level and moving them around and all that. When you guys got rescued by the United States Coast Guard a little bit ago, what, you know, how deep was the water at your house?
This was this morning, actually, and it was about a foot deep in the house. But it was in my driveway in the front door. It was waist high. I mean, it was three or four feet deep, right at your front door, if you can imagine. So you can't open that. So open the garage door to get out, to get into the boat. And, of course, it rushes in. And it was pretty, it's kind of one of those unbelievable, you know, it's a surge, nothing like a surge that Galveston had with the storm approaches. But it's a surge in your home that you're not prepared for. So in the house at the time, they got us only a foot, but quite frankly, a friend of mine, Charlie St. Clair, and I are headed back. trying to go see where the levels of water are right now. But 4 feet high in the driveway, you know, a foot in the house, I'm afraid it's going to be at least four to five feet high in the house right now.
Are you guys expected to get any more rain?
Yep. Yeah, this thing is still kind of circling out. The only hope at the moment is that it veers a little bit more east and toward Beaumont or Lake Charles, Louisiana. And, of course, that's still a guess on the forecaster's part, but not that it's our hope, because we don't wish anything horrible on the Louisiana, but anyway, we will still get some more rain tonight, and then hopefully we're at the peak of this thing. But I just heard forecast today, Brian. The rain could last another day or two. Trouble is, the release of water from the dams will last another week. They cannot have those dams compromised. And so the flooding could continue for another 4 or 5 days.
Step back. I mean, you know, we're out here in Nebraska, and we're not that close to it. But some of the stuff that we've seen on TV, we've seen on social media, it's just absolutely devastating. Now, you and your wife, when you guys are sitting in your house, what was your reaction when that floodwater started coming closer and closer and closer to the house?
Well, yesterday we kind of prepared for it, and then I'll be a little bit embarrassed at what I'm going to say, but we put all the furniture up as what we could manage to get under, but we put it up like 4 or 5 inches off of the floor. And, you know, thinking we're just going to get an inch or two, or there'll just be water. So, of course,
right.
that was a wasted effort. So we were kind of prepared to get something. And then this morning, I checked it at 1:30 in the morning, and it was about halfway up the driveway. I'm thinking, there's no way this can get another 4 or 5 feet on this, so I'm okay. And I wake up at 4 o'clock, and it's kind of starting to lap at the door. And so very, very surprised that it occurred that quickly. You know, another 4 or 5 feet from 1:30 in the morning till, you know, two and a half hours. So and the rains were significant, but what you underestimate is the effect of the release of water. It just keeps coming and coming, and it's coming from, you know, the wind and the rain you can hear and feel. But man, you just have this under surge, if you will, with the surge of water from beneath in a way. So it's kind of a little bit so shocking.
Did you guys ever have any sense of panic or anything like that?
Oh, no. You know, only because of maybe my underestimation of the significance of it. I always thought, what the heck? You know, if something happens, I'll walk out of here knee high or waist high water. Well, you find out you can't walk out in waist high or shoulder high water with a very significant current. Mm-hmm. And even the Coast Guard, as they were driving us out, said, kind of hold on. The currents have become very, very swift. And these guys are professionals, but they're still very diligent in what they're doing. And so the current on this stuff is very fast and rising. Well, as proven by how fast the depth rose.
Now, it's my understanding that your favorite watering hole and also your favorite golf course are completely underwater.
You know, that's no. You know, my wife would not be happy if I said that hurts me worse than my home. But anyway, yes, doggone it, they're really close to the river, and they were fully underwater. Golly, we got it mainly this morning in our neighborhood, but probably. But in these days, you kind of forget what the heck the day is. Sunday night, they were probably fully underwater.
Wow.
That's crazy. They're about a couple miles away from the house, but two left and a right, and then into the bar. No, I'm kidding. They know that well, Brandon.
Well, Mark, we wish you guys the best of luck. Are you guys going to stay in the Houston area, or are you guys going to head up north and get into DFW, or what's your guys' plan?
Well, we're very fortunate that we have good friends that live on the north side of Houston. They're, you know, just not too far from us, and they're high and dry. So we'll stay in the area. In fact, like I say, we'll keep checking on our neighborhood here. But, hey, look, can I add just one little thing to our conversation here?
Certainly.
you know, when you have a tornado, or if you have a hurricane, or if you have a flood, or whatever happens, and the local church offers you, you know, the place to come, and you know, your house is destroyed or something, or the Coast Guard comes and gets you, it's everyone's doing their job. You know, the church is, the Coast Guard is, but there's some boys from Nebraska, which there have been down here, and there's some boys from Louisiana with their boats out here helping you. All I want to do is, you know, be thankful, of course, but express a little gratitude. And if some church offered you refuge in the time when you were out of your house, then go attend that church once or twice. Just go. I mean, if you can give an extra little bit of money to them, that's great. But just go to the church, and maybe someone will say, by the way, I sure appreciate what y'all did. Same thing with the Boy Scouts helping, or the Coast Guard, or the schools offering their facilities. You know, gosh, buy the kids, get them a lunch, buy a kid lunch for a week or a month or a semester or something. My point is, express a little gratitude to the people who are helping you. Thank yous go a long way, but actually in months or the year that follows really goes a long way, I think.
And that brings up another point. You know, it's not just the Coast Guard. It's not the National Guard. It's not police. It's not fire, EMS that's out there that are helping save people. There's your neighbors, people that you've talked to frequently. You know, I mean, there's just so many people that are helping out in this situation. It's got to be an amazing sight.
Yes. Yep. So anyway, just hope we all remember to thank the people, but also express that gratitude to in other ways too.
Very good. Mark Story joining us here today from Kingwood, Texas. Him and his wife rescued by the Coast Guard earlier today, and they are now in a safe situation, and we wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you very much, man.